talking about demons. What are the demons?
Voices.
Tell me about them. What are the voices about?
It's another voice, the evil side.
Jeff, whatever your name is, Satan.
Welcome back to Evil Examined.
Yeah.
We are here in person, the unholy trinity of evil.
Evil.
It is just the three of us. We've decided to go no guest this week due to some complications. And honestly, this is kind of what we wanted to do for a little while anyway, because we haven't had like a full episode with just the three of us. We only did the bonus one. Yeah. In the second season. So this is cool. This is going
to
be good.
We're going back to our roots.
Yeah, so you're going to get an odd news this week, Forbidden Five next week, and then the evil entry the following week with just the Unholy Trinity. So, I'll remind you that The Scary Bastard, my fourth book, which is like a Halloween slasher, was just released a couple days ago. It's available on Kindle Unlimited. If you have that, you can read it for free. And then $2.99 if you want to just buy the ebook, and $11.99 if you want it in paperback. And it has 9 atrocious illustrations, and Katie did a real cool one of a rotting pumpkin in it too. So check it out. It's very graphic. It's fun. It's perfect for the season, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
If Halloween's your Christmas, this should be the Christmas gift you give to yourself, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking buy the book, please. I'm begging you.
Just pass them off as a trick-or-treat little...
Or, you know what, dude? If you guys really would want to read the book and for some reason you can't, send us an email at evilexamined@gmail.com and I will send you a free copy.
Wow. That's quite the deal.
Hopefully, don't get too many of those.
Well, we don't have too many fans, so
that's true. But if you're broke as fuck, you know, like, I'll help you out.
Yeah, if you want to get scared, let us know.
If you're trying to get scared. But didn't you? I heard you had an update for us this week.
Oh, yeah, we have an update to a previous odd news article, which is The Watcher. Well, I don't remember if it was an odd news or a... I think it was an evil entry.
That was an evil entry, yep.
Yeah, the Watcher House, which was the house that was in New Jersey that was plagued with random mail from, like, I don't know, I guess an aunt.
It's like a stalker, right?
Yeah, like a watcher, a guardian of the house. He would harass any people that chose to live in there or move in there. And he did it for years and years. And unfortunately, the people that bought the house were unable to sell it, had difficulties even renting it. And they were losing money, just going down the drain. But fortunately for them, recently, as recent as July, they were able to sell the house for approximately $959,000.
Cha-ching.
Almost
damn.
$1 million.
Almost a milli, dude.
A milli to get fucked with.
One milli.
Now, they still kind of took a loss because, I mean, the house, they bought it for like $1,350,000 $50,000. But hey, they recouped some of it because I was shocked that anyone even bought the house.
They recouped that sanity, more importantly.
You know? And their sanity, exactly. You know, they don't have to worry about getting any freaky letters ever again in their lives. So that's someone else's problem now.
And it's funny because speaking of house updates, I just read a local article here in Rhode Island. And if you guys don't know, the one famous house that, well, there's a few, I guess, but one of the more famous ones in Rhode Island is the house that the Conjuring story took place in. And that house has recently sold. And the prior people, you know, people would like drive up to the house. Some of them would even like enter the property, and the lady she'd get pissed off, and she's like, "It's not fucking true. There's no fucking ghosts here." Like, you know, whatever. She's all heated. But this new couple that's bought it, they're paranormal enthusiasts, and they want to make it to a place where people can go and stay in the Conjuring house. So we're giving you the fucking scoop, the exclusive. You know, Evil Examined, when it becomes available, we'll be in that fucking Conjuring house harassing these spirits, ruining our lives for your entertainment. We plan to do a live podcast from the Conjuring house once they get it up to snuff, because they're doing some remodeling right now. So snuff, you know?
That should surely piss off the spirits.
Yeah.
Remodeling.
They like their linoleum, you know? So that's pretty exciting.
That's actually pretty dope.
And what? One other thing, I guess we should bring it up. We're doing our housekeeping. We have the Haunted Ghost Tour that we're going to be doing. So we might just do like a extra evil episode for that, just like a bonus episode when we do that. We'll do the Ghost Tour and then give you guys a little review of the Providence Ghost Tour.
Yeah.
That should be awesome.
Yeah. I want to do that. It's going to be cool. Especially now that October's coming around.
I know.
The spookiest time. It's so awesome in New England.
It's the best. The leaves are going to turn. Dude, I already seen some of them on the ground in yellow. I get fucking amped when I see that shit.
Yeah, when you see leaves dying. The trees dying and shit. It's coming.
But I guess I'm going to turn it over to you now then, because we're done with our housekeeping. Let's get into the odd news.
So for today's story, the first story on tap, I named it Cock-a-Doodle Die. And it's quite unusual in the fact that it's rare that someone would die in such a one-in-a-million situation.
Can you say the name again?
It's Cock-a-Doodle Die.
This is like even better than the Dayton Dickhead. And
I have a knack for this shit, I think. Right? So yeah, it's quite rare that someone would die in such a one-in-a-million situation. This story is about the demise of an Australian woman who was killed by the cock. No pun intended. Yes, you heard that right. But it's not the type you pervs are thinking about.
Right, this is like, she died choking on a dick, you know, like, you know,
it's still plausible. It's rare. I think
it's pretty rare, but like in theory, if you're like blowing someone while they get into a car accident or something,
you could
die with a dick in your mouth.
Yeah. That'll be careful. Gruesome, right?
Ooh.
I mean, like, what's worse, that or picking your nose and having it like fucking your finger jam into your brain?
Ooh.
I always think of that from, the Vacation movie, the National Lampoon's, when he ends up in the front seat with his finger up his nose.
Ooh, I haven't seen that. Wait.
Like National Lampoon's Vacation?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, no.
I've seen the one with...
gotta get on that, brother.
What is it, Deadpool? I forget the actor's name.
Oh, the remake. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, Ed Helm.
What's
from The Hangover, that guy?
No. Oh. Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
He was in one of those movies as the main guy.
He's cute.
He's ill. I like him. I like you a lot. All right. So yeah, the 76-year-old woman went out to her backyard chicken coop to collect some eggs. It was a normal day for her. Well, it started off that way. When suddenly she was attacked by her pet rooster. The rooster reportedly kept pecking at the lady's leg and puncturing her varicose vein with his beak. So I guess old people...
She probably thought it was a worm.
Well, yeah, you know what that vein is, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of old people, like, get those big veins, they just pop out and shit.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know what a varicose vein, it's just like a exaggerated popping out of the skin, like the veins in my cock.
Yeah, that's a good example. Not the one I would use, but yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Maybe it thought it was like a worm.
Veiny cock?
Oh. Like, no. It thought it was a worm or something. It just kept getting at it until I actually got it.
Right. It looks like a worm.
It does.
Honestly,
it
really looks whenever like I see him, I'm very...
disturbed.
Enticed.
Oh. Well, yeah. It punctured her varicose vein with its beak, causing the hemorrhaging and her leg to bleed profusely. The woman then collapsed, eventually dying from all the blood loss. Yeah.
Damn.
So that's what it was? So, it wasn't even in the head or anything. It was
on the leg. She was, like, picking up eggs and shit.
That is a one in a million?
Yeah, because I didn't even think about the worm thing.
Now, was what pecked her, that was the rooster that made the eggs?
Roosters?
Well, roosters are male.
Oh, that's a man.
Yeah.
Well, but they have, they rub their cloacas, right? Didn't John the Skeptic say that?
Yeah, he got into deep detail about the mating rituals of birds. But I believe, yeah, the cloaca. I think some birds have it. Maybe not all of them, but I don't know. Yeah, I think they all have it, actually.
But he's probably like, you're eating my abortions like every fucking week.
I'm sick of your shit.
Yeah. I'm going to peck the worm in your leg.
Yeah, it's fucked up, yeah.
And then I'm going to like chant cockadoodle die.
Cock-a-doodle die.
But surprisingly, that's not the only bird attack. Recent bird attack. So, in an almost Hitchcock fashion, this particular incident comes after a breeder was fatally attacked by a large exotic flightless bird called a cassowary on a Florida farm earlier this year.
If it's flightless, I don't think they should be able to call it a bird. That's just me.
Yeah, well.
I think that should be a rule.
Yeah. And this thing, like I showed you earlier, the picture of it, it fucking looks disturbing.
Looks like a baboon bird.
Yeah, right? It has like this weird fucking...
It's almost like a slug on its head.
On its head, like a parasite.
It's slug like a head. Hat. Like its brain is exposed.
Looks like I took a dump on its head.
It looks like a shithead with a baboon neck vulture.
Just to top it off, it still has that little turkey looking gobble thing.
Yeah, the dongle.
This thing is just fucking ugly.
This is the epitome of when someone says, like, if I wanted any shit out of you, I'd squeeze your head. You
know? Basically. But I believe it's the second largest bird. I think the ostrich is first.
Ostrich. Or emu. So emu, ostrich and emu. Yeah.
Yeah. It's up there. It's like 100. They grow. They can weigh 100 pounds.
It looks more. So mean.
Yeah, it's fucking
mean. Yeah, it's just mean. Like, don't fuck with me.
Pretty much.
Have you guys ever been attacked by birds? I think this... Do you mind it? Were you planning on asking that? Did I fuck it up?
No. I was going to ask that right now because, it was a good lead up. Have you guys been attacked by birds?
I had one incident that wasn't really an attack, but I just, like, it came to my mind. That's why I wanted to ask this. But we were just on the beach, and, like, the seagulls came and fucking took all of our chips and shit. Like, they just ransacked. We got robbed. We didn't get attacked, but we got robbed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that happened to me not recently, actually. I had a Subway sandwich. And the fucker just ripped it out of my hand, dude. Like, ripped, like, half of it out of my hand. So violently. I was, like, disturbed, like, how strong it was.
Where did it come from?
It was just... It was circling around.
You were on the beach?
Yeah. And I was
eating. Or in the McDonald's parking lot.
No, I seen those fuckers there, too.
You're right. Wow. But
they're huge at the beach. Because they just steal people's shit.
Yeah.
And I was, like... I felt like I was in the jail. Like, I had to, like, cover my food and shit. Like...
So it took it. It took it from you.
It fucking took half my sandwich, dude.
So you ate the half that its dirty beak touched.
I had to. I paid for it. I was so pissed, dude.
No wonder you're just getting over a cold.
Bird flu.
Yeah, the bird flu, dude.
That's asshole. Awesome, dude. That's. What about you? You've been attacked by birds?
I've been dive bombed by crows before. Like, ooh. I used to go play horseshoes at this Green Lake Park in Seattle. And there's, like, some pretty, like, territorial crows that will just dive bomb you during, like, their breeding season. They never really, like, fuck with you, like, or hit you, but they just, it's creepy, though, because they've got those big-ass beaks.
Oh, they're super intimidating.
They'll just fly up to your face and, like, fly away?
They'll caw, fly up to your head, like, and, like, touch your hair with their talons, I guess. Ooh. And then they just keep doing that when you're in their territory. And crows can remember people's faces.
Yeah, yep.
Like, which is insane to me.
Wow.
Like,
they're super smart. They're super smart. They can
leave people presents, too.
They can hold, like, what's it called? They can resent people and hold grudges. And or they can, if they like you, they'll actually get you gifts and shit. Like, they'll find souvenirs and, like, give it to you and shit.
I could just picture them smoking a pipe, you know, like, with a monocle or something. Yeah.
Knowing that they do that really wants me to, like, make friends with a crow.
I always wanted a crow or a raven. I don't know if there's a difference, but I think ravens are bigger.
Well, no, she got bigger after she left the Cosby Show.
That's so
pretty, man. Yeah. It's very pretty, though.
But yeah, actually, I trained. I used to have a canary when I was younger, and I trained them to attack people.
Really?
Yeah. We were sadistic, like best friends. Until my sister was born, and my mom got rid of him because she was afraid that the feathers were going to cause issues. I don't know. I was so mad at my sister.
To be born. Yeah. So what's the age gap between you two?
5-6 years probably.
Are you still kind of mad at her about it?
Man, we don't talk about that.
So that you were training canaries to kill at kindergarten?
Yeah, I was mad young, dude.
Accurate?
He was my best friend because I didn't have any friends.
Like, so nutty professor murderer.
I used to have, like, this whole Batman ensemble thing, like the Batman mansion
Dr. Doolittle,
and the Batman car, and he would jump in the car and, like, let me ride, like, drive him around the house. He was an awesome bird, one of a kind.
Was. where did he go, by the way?
I don't know.
Your mom just let him outside?
I don't know what she did.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was fucked up.
That's disturbing. Yeah. You should ask her.
She's done that a couple times. I have.
She won't spill the beans on her.
That's why I have
canary won't say.
I have issues with connecting with pets sometimes because she used to just give them away and shit when we couldn't have them anymore, and it was just heartbreaking. Yeah, I cried in a closet for like a couple of days when she got rid of my dog, the first dog. Yeah.
Damn, dude,
that's fucked up. But yeah,
it's getting emotional. What the fuck, man?
But let's see. The castlewary that is dubbed the world's most dangerous bird due to its massive dagger-like claws. So this thing's like a fucking velociraptor of the modern age. Basically, they have huge talons. They can literally break bones.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, they could break your bone, slit you in half. Not slit you in half, but slit you open and shit. Make you bleed.
Pull
out.
Your guts out. Play with them.
Probably, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Well, like birds.
Kangaroos could do that too.
Are derived from dinosaurs, right? Like that's like how they evolved. Which those things are fucking insane. Like I love velociraptors.
Yeah.
Like
apparently they were supersized for the movie. In real life, they're a lot smaller.
Like the same sizes.
Probably, yeah, yeah. But in the movie, they exaggerated it. To make them look more intimidated.
I think in the movie they made them the perfect size, though. Because it's like you got to be at least as big awesome as the looking humans, in the movie. You know?
Yeah.
Although, there's definitely things that are smaller than us.
That could fuck us up.
Like insects
I'm
and shit.
Way more scared of smaller bugs.
Because they can hide.
Yeah.
You don't know where they're coming.
And there's always masses of them, too.
Well, I don't know, though. If you were put in a room with a... Oh, well, I see what you're saying. Yeah. If there's multiple of them.
Yeah.
But if you're put in a room with one spider versus a fucking gorilla that's going to rip your balls off.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we've been watching... This makes me think... We've been watching that Fatal Attraction. It's people that become obsessed with animals. And they get too many and then they get fucking killed by them. Like, we watched a guy that got ate by his monitor tegus. Because he would let them bite him and then he wouldn't get treatment. He'd be like, oh, no, I can get through it. But then they carry, like, you know, diseases and shit. So he got an infection and he starts blacking out. And then they ate away, like, half of his face. Like, his whole face was missing and shit. They ate his
face off.
They ate his fucking face off.
Dude. They show pictures of that?
They showed a drawing of it. Which was a really cool drawing. Yeah.
What an idiot. Was he thinking, oh, I'm going to build a resistant over time to fucking punch these?
He just trusted them and he trusted himself.
Idiots, dude. They have their nature.
Yeah.
They don't.
And the thing with those tegus is, like, they're all about waiting. Remember? They were like, oh, they're like, they wait for the infection to kill their prey.
And then they eat them.
And then they eat it. So, like, that's like normal nature shit for them.
That's like Komodo dragons. They do that. They don't chase after their prey. They bite them once.
Yeah.
And then they stick around and wait for them to die.
Because you thought it was a Komodo dragon at first because of that, remember? And they kind of look a little similar.
Yeah, but Komodo dragons are huge, though. They're pretty big.
Yeah.
But these tegus get big, but the Komodo dragons, like you said, they're fucking massive.
Yeah.
That's like one of the things about those people that keep the pets. I feel like you always feel like you're going to bond with the animal at the same time as, like, wanting to understand everything about them and respecting them. And you're like, oh, yeah, they come from nature. But, like, with the grizzly man, too. Like, at a certain point, I feel like they're like, I'm the one that has the connection with this animal. And make themselves too susceptible, even though they have the education and the training and the understanding of how animals work. They still think that they're the ones that can fucking break through the barrier.
That's a common trend with humanity. We think we can control everything eventually. Yeah.
Well, to our credit, though, we do control a lot of it.
It's true.
Look at zoos. That's all control. You know what I mean? Like, we control a lot. But I'm not saying that we can control everything.
But with our minds, not with our bodies. Like, we're not physically more powerful than animals. Like, we're not susceptible to them. Like, we just have, like, tools and our brains.
Yeah. Depends. There's guys that can fucking, like, wrestle bears, wrestle gators. I want to see
one wrestle that cassowary.
Cassa who?
They'll probably, like, split them open and shit.
Yeah.
That'd be ill to watch, though.
I would love it.
didn't the bear guy get his head knocked off? Literally,
I don't know.
Well, they did not. They caught the footage of it. The footage, it was on camera. But Werner Herzog decided not to air the death on video. And they just played the audio, I guess.
Which is just as disturbing.
Horrifying. No, it's not.
Well, yeah, watching someone's head come off.
Just watch the traces of death that me and Mike did on Real Judgments for our last episode. It's not.
Yeah.
Super disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We even try to control weather with harp.
Yeah.
You ever hear a harp?
That's a big conspiracy, right?
Yeah. We should cover that at some point.
Yeah, we haven't done a harp episode. I think it'd be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. It's the ultimate weapon. You know, if you could weaponize the weather, it's really hard to, you know, you don't know who would be attacking you.
Yeah. There's no way to stop it either.
No.
And it's also, you can use it for financial gain, like these hurricanes destroying places. Rich people come in and buy the fucking the land for cheap afterwards because no one's going to fucking try to fix it.
I was down in Providence for a work thing. We did a boat ride and they brought us out. You know where Hot Club is in Whiskey Republic in Providence? So there's a small body of water that kind of goes through near the Providence Place Mall and then back out, you know, into the ocean. And
I jumped in there once.
No, you didn't.
It smelled like shit.
Why did you jump in there?
It was stupid.
What were you on?
It was in high school. No, I wasn't on anything. We jumped in there. We were trying to impress some girls. So I don't know how the logic made any sense, but we tried to impress some girls. I ended up swallowing some of the water. It was disgusting. And then Muriel he jumped in. He cut his foot. I think it was affected. And then I had to throw out my shoes because they reeked, dude. It was, that water is fucking, like, there's something wrong with that shit.
That's really bad.
Did that get you guys laid? Like,
no. We just smelled like shit afterwards. Yeah. Like, they didn't even want to be near us afterwards.
Well, I was bringing it up because they go at one point in the tour that we did. It's like they show you the hurricane lines, like where the tide was. And it's like marked on the side. And you can see the, you know, the hurricane of 38 and like the different crazy things. But when you go out, what they did to avoid the destruction of some of the earlier hurricanes, I think it was something like 3,000 people died in the hurricane of 38, or it might even be more than that. But so they have these three massive retractable kind of shields that come down and they block the tide from coming in, but you know, that still doesn't do it all. So they have another five pumps lined up that pumps the water out faster than it's coming in, essentially. So, yeah, I mean, there's some places like here, you know, we don't get hurricanes a ton, but we're actually, it seems like we're pretty well prepared for them. And then there's other places that just seem to get hit by them all the time. And it's like, they're constantly rebuilding. Can you imagine, like, rebuilding your house multiple times in your lifetime?
Get the fuck out of there.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
It's a lost cause.
Like, you always see fucked up storms hitting Puerto Rico all the time, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a tough place to live. And then Florida.
Florida,
always
yeah.
seems like they get it, too.
Well, like, California has earthquakes and the fucking, like, living on that fault line would...
Yeah.
And, like, fires and all that shit... I don't know.
I wouldn't live there areas. Either.
Like, I feel like we get snow. Okay. Yeah.
And every once in a while we get a tough hurricane. Every once in a while. But it's like, yeah. It's literally like a once or twice in a lifetime event that you'd see it.
We're going to say this, and like right now it's Dorian. And so it's like, it's been really windy outside. Dorian! Watch a fucking tree fall in the house right now.
Right.
But I don't know how true it is, but I saw like a thing of... they were comparing hurricanes back in the day, like Category 5 hurricanes, to Category 5 hurricanes now. And the size were vastly different. They're bigger now.
Is that like...
And they're saying because of the HAARP thing.
Crazy.
Really?
They create bigger... Like, it's not the same type of hurricane that they would classify as 5 back then. It was, like, tiny compared to what Category 5 is now.
Yeah, we definitely got to investigate the HAARP thing.
Yeah. That's,
we'll put that one down.
Sounds like a good one.
And if any of our listeners have suggestions to send them to the Evil Examine.
Or if you're a meteorologist.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be ill.
Send them to evilexamine@gmail.com.
Yeah. So back to the cassowary. So yeah, they're the world's most dangerous bird due to its massive dagger-like claws. So it attacked and killed the 75-year-old owner. This is a trend here. The lady was 76. He's 75. Maybe these birds don't like the mid-70.
Like, run away.
Yeah. After the man fell over on his property in April. So he fell over the fence and he just fucked his ass up, killed him, tore him up.
Oh, my God.
So the bird reportedly used its long claws to attack the victim to death. And now the bird is currently up for auction.
Oh, my God. What do you think its, like, call sounds like?
Something. Probably something really annoying.
Because, like, when you're getting fucking taloned to death and you're 76
That's the last thing you
old,
heard. It's just... My parrot, my mom's parrot, does the most horrific dinosaur sounding sound when he's scared.
Can you emulate it for us?
It's like a growling. Like, something like that.
I'm really good at I'm kind of known for doing like a velociraptor impression that I never do because it's too loud.
So just move back when you do it.
Oh, I'm not going to do it.
Just step back for a second. I want to hear it.
Normally, I get birthed out of an egg and like do a whole thing, but
yeah, you're sitting. So we'll imagine. Imagine the egg.
All right. Oh shit!
It's terrifying.
That was ill.
Terrible. My only talent.
That's a really good one, though.
Thank you.
So, yeah, those are the most recent bird attacks that I found. Hopefully, that's the last for this year. Yeah, these birds are out of control, man. But they could be revolting after, you know, all the evil shit we've done to birds.
All these Thanksgivings.
I was just thinking that. I was like,
I'm surprised the turkeys haven't revolted against us.
What if we bought the cassowary for, like, the auction, and then ate it for Thanksgiving.
Yo.
I've always wanted to order an ostrich egg and eat, like, an ostrich egg omelet because they're huge.
Yeah, they're giant, dude.
Yeah.
I'll try that.
Does it taste good?
I've never done it. I just want to. It's like...
You've had ostrich meat, though, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I wasn't too impressed.
You guys ate it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They used to have it, like, at supermarkets sometimes.
Like jerky or, like,
no, actual... No, like, meat you cook in a pan kind of thing. Shit.
There's this real weird bar that serves, like, any kind of meat, like kangaroo and ostrich and, like, I don't know, whatever you can think of that's legal, they have it.
Well, when we went exotic meat. We went into Connecticut...
The jerky, right?
To watch wrestling pay-per-view. Remember? With Daddy Bass and... What, we had the alligator, the deep fried alligator. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was actually really good.
Yeah.
Sorry, vegans.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm on the keto diet. So, yeah. So, the next story, which I titled E for Everyone, a man in Rhode Island tested positive for triple E, which stands for Eastern Equine Encephalitis.
Okay, so I know equine is horse, right?
Is it? I don't know. But there is a horse involved in this story, too.
Of course.
Sounds like a porno.
In the first human case in Rhode Island since 2010, a West Warwick man was confirmed to have contracted a potentially deadly disease. Officials said last Thursday, a six-month-old horse tested positive for the virus in Westerly. There seems to be mosquitoes carrying the disease being found in Westerly and even in Central Falls. So they invading our hometown.
Does anyone have, like, a horse in Central Falls? Just curious.
I don't think so, no.
It's so weird, though. Like, it would be in Central Falls because there's not a ton of... I don't think mosquitoes when I think Central Falls for some reason.
I think of human mosquitoes, but I don't think of the insects.
I don't know. That's crazy.
You would think, all right, mosquitoes are found in wooded areas, right? For the most part?
It seems like it.
By standing water.
Standing water. They love standing water. Ponds, lakes, I think, are good like breeding grounds. Maybe Lincoln Woods, you think? That's not CF. Though,
no, right? Definitely Lincoln Woods, but it's close. Lincoln's connected to CF.
Yeah. This is a small little. No, that's Cumberland. I don't know. It's Lincoln Park.
Just disturbing to know that there's a real disease that can kill.
Yeah,
and it's around here.
Around here, yeah.
And it's like, fuck, dude, you get bites from mosquitoes all the time.
Yeah, those fuckers. Like, you don't even see them coming.
Right.
You'll just start scratching.
They're sucking on you.
Yeah.
It's like, is this going to cause people to stay inside? I'm getting itchy just thinking.
You know, it's only insects. Females. Only female mosquitoes that bite.
Of course. This is ruined people's lives.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Because they need the blood for their periods. That's why.
No, they lose so much blood.
And then, like, when we kill them, we're helping their natural selection. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, oh, I felt this one. And the ones that we can't detect are the ones that stay alive.
The smart ones. And you got bit in the weirdest spots. Now, how the fuck did you get in there?
Right. Right. You got me while I'm taking a shit.
Like, you'll get one on your ass. I'm like, oh, how the fuck did he get in there? He, like, went through your leg and, like...
Dude, they can go through clothes, though.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
I was watching this video of this guy who had a sleeping cover thing, tent thingy. I don't know what it's called. A bug shield thing. And it was like, he had his arm like this, and there was a mosquito on the other side, and he was like using all his energy to like try to fucking suck his blood.
Oh my God.
He was like, he was like fucking with him.
That's one of my biggest, like...
That's the primary goal.
...fears is having a mosquito in my ass crack. I don't know.
In your ass crack?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be itchy, though.
Oh, my God.
Yo. But when you take a shit, it'll be somewhat relieving. Yeah. It's almost scratching.
Like a scratching.
Oh, man. Mosquitoes are, like, the most useless fucking creatures. But they're almost like a... If we were insects, we'd probably be mosquitoes. Because we don't provide anything good for this planet.
That's not true. Look at our podcast. Netflix, all that stuff.
I guess, yeah, right? Yeah, but...
No, we destroy a lot, though.
We destroy shit. Look at the Amazons, dude. That's our doing.
What, the fires over there?
Yeah, because the Brazilian asshole.
What caused the fires?
He had a legal dispute with the indigenous people there. Because he wanted to, I guess there's oil there, there's money to be made there, either by cutting it down or...
Sounds like a movie, right?
Getting the oil from there. So the indigenous people actually went to court, sued his ass, they won. I don't know if it was him, but companies that were trying to deforest the place.
So they burned it down?
So they burned it down.
You think they so the fire was intentional?
Did. Straight up fern glue.
It's definitely, yeah. It's definitely intentional. There's been people, Canada try to lend their support, and he denied them. Yeah, they even said it. The indigenous people are like, yo, is this motherfucker over here who's doing this?
Damn.
And little does he know.
I always wanted to see an indigenous man in a suit.
No, they didn't wear any suits. They were like straight up.
His nuts were hanging out.
The nuts were hanging out and everything.
Gave him a G pass.
This is my life, dude. They don't need to. Yeah.
Send in your wrinkliest elder.
I wonder if I was indigenous, would I be forced to like wear a suit if I worked at an office, or would that be against like? Can I be like, oh, that's against my culture, or something?
You could fucking do anything with that stuff now. I feel like.
Like, it's either religion or culture. You can get away with shit, right?
Pretty much.
That's it.
I feel like if you have...
Walk around my nuts.
Abuse the shit out of it. Like,
I feel like if you have a strong enough conviction that you need, like, certain clothing to make you feel comfortable, most places will accommodate it as long as it's not super distracting from... Or, like, people will accept it, you know? Like... Unless it's like, unless it's like that chick in that movie that needs to be the foreign exchange student that has to be naked.
She's just
all the time.
She's just walking around in her socks. Gene, did you watch the new Chappelle, the Sticks and Stones?
It was hilarious.
Oh, it was so good, dude. Well, no, not according to the critics though. According to the critics, 20. This is very bad. It's not funny at all. This is just. Dave Chappelle being the weird uncle now.
I thought you clicked on my face.
Dude, I love every second of it. I was laughing my ass off.
We were dying.
It was like, it was so relevant, so honest. So like,
yeah.
It's just, it was intelligent. Intelligent conversation with shit that people don't want to talk about.
Yeah, it was intellectual. Yeah. And people don't want intellectual. They want to say, this is who we are. We don't like this being spoken on. You can't do that.
Yeah.
There's things you can't say now. Well, fuck that.
Bill Burr was talking about that, too. It's like, basically, comedians are like, they're almost politicians. They have to be politicians now and shit.
Yeah.
And they're almost on a, what's it called? When everyone's on a poll, whatever, voting poll, whatever, and then they have to like... appease everyone. It's not about being funny or...
I'll say there's two ways, though. Like, there's comedians that want to be politicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's comedians that are forced to be. That's the two different things, right?
Yeah.
Like a Chelsea Handler or a Sarah Silverman that are super fucking, like... always saying political things. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, you're not really even a comedian anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You're more of just a politician and a social media whore.
Yeah. No, pretty much, yeah.
But that shit all comes full circle, you know? Like, Sarah Silverman got... They resurfaced her blackface videos, and they were like, oh, well, if you were into this shit, you know, like, why are you doing blackface? Then back on the Sarah Silverman show, like, 10 yeah. fucking years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like,
yo... And I think it's just... She's just trying to appease people right now. So there's a threat of, like, losing your job. That's always over your head.
Yeah.
You know, you say the wrong things. Like, comedy is not about restricting yourself. It's about letting loose and, like, exploring ideas and
right.
controversial stuff and subjects.
It's so weird because it's like, you know that they're not out there to, like, hurt people's feelings or something. They're just making no. jokes. And so it's like... I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Well, I was telling her there's a part that got cut from the Chappelle special. Or I don't know if it got cut from it or if it was just part of another stand-up he did recently where he was basically talking about... I think it might have been the part with the rape thing where he's like, I don't believe the victim. You know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. like, I'm what you would call a victim blamer. Because he's like, when Chris Brown beats up Rihanna, he's like, I'm like, well, what did she do? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So apparently something came up with rape in it. A girl stands up and she's like, I was just raped, and then storms off or whatever. And he's like, well, like, it's not your fault that you were raped, but it's not my fault either. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
basically like, dude, you're going to fucking Chappelle show. Okay. You should know there's not going to be,
there's not a therapy session
that you chose to go in there. Mm-hmm. Right. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're going to see a Disney movie.
Yeah.
You're going to see Chappelle, dude. You know what the fuck this guy's about.
Yeah.
To me, that's just sometimes people like trying to make shit about them, you know? Like
how yeah, pretty
like
much.
Obviously if she was raped, that's super fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, she's probably damaged from it. But at the same time, you know,
she should go and try to reach help if she, you know.
And just be aware of your environment. Be aware of like what you're going into.
You don't know? Go to Dave Chappelle and I don't know.
Dr. Chappelle.
I don't know. Like, the critics...
The critics had it at a zero.
It, yeah.
And then it went up to 30%. And the audience score is 99%.
99, dude. It was like... Oh, it's amazing. I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
Check it out.
It was well needed. I like comedy at its core is like just exploring.
Yeah.
With no restrictions. It's always been that way.
Good comedy. Let's not be so fucking sensitive, you know?
Yeah, if like, you don't like just, it, turn it off.
It's simple, dude. If you don't like it, turn it off. Don't
like there's jokes on like Spanish people and shit like that. And I'm like,
everyone.
That's kind of funny, kind of true. I'm not projecting myself into that situation. It's like that's their experience, their interpretation. It has nothing to do with me.
There's jokes about white people and the opioid crisis, right?
Yeah.
A thing that probably bothers a lot of people, but this is comedy, dude.
Yeah. It's like everyone has their own opinion. Like,
yeah.
What power does someone have over your life? Like, if you have your own truths, why are you going to be affected by someone else's truths or someone else's opinions?
And if humor helps you deal with situations, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's like a fucking way to understand it and to kind of deal with things positively, you know, while still discussing them.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
It breaks
the ice for a lot of people that wouldn't talk about it otherwise. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And these are things people are not talking about.
I just don't like how everyone. The thing today is not like, I'm going to change the channel. The thing today is I'm going to shut you down.
Yeah.
I'm going to rally up however many people I can that want to virtue signal about this cause. And we're going to shut you the fuck down.
Yeah.
Because you said something we didn't like. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, I hate
it's
that
so
shit.
It's so self-centered.
Dude.
Like,
fuck all
you
that
inconvenience
shit.
Me, so I must eliminate you from the face of the planet.
But right. It's not
that's
even
like so fascist. That's
being
the truth.
Inconvenience. It's yeah. like.
And they call people Nazis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so.
It's like you have stupid. To seek out and watch something. And, like, I understand that things that are having an influence on other people, but if you're just trying to control how they feel about things that they're intaking. I don't know. It's just weird. The internet. I blame the fucking internet.
It's a big part of it. That's yeah. for sure. This wouldn't. It wouldn't. This
It didn't start out that way either.
Loud Minority wouldn't exist without the internet, that's for sure. Because these fucking people that yell this shit through their keyboards and make their clicks, you know, they don't got the fucking balls to do it in real life, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's just that's how data's collected, you know? Like, online. Like, that's the easiest fucking way to collect data.
And it's an easy way to blow shit up.
Yeah.
Because it's usually a minority of people with these fucking opinion.
Everyone gets
blown up like, oh, everyone's saying this, or, you know, this is the common consensus to this person.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people. Phone. Yeah, it's
your auxiliary arm. You know,
and internet started off as a place of like freedom.
Yeah,
like you can do whatever you want on the internet. Escape from all the fucking the laws and rules and
now we're creating
regulations,
creating spaces within it to find that freedom because platforms are demonetizing people. Like there's so much shit tied into it now. You say the wrong fucking thing, your life's over, you know?
Yeah.
And you get ads on everything that you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's...
Fuck the internet.
But I love it so much.
Yeah.
it's a double-sided sword.
Back to the death around us, though.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I know what encephalitis is, too.
What is that?
It's encephalitis, and... The way I learned about this was at church camp when they handed out flyers to us about the dangers of ecstasy. So encephalitis is
that's
water.
Dangerous?
Apparently.
Fuck, no way.
It's like water around your brain. So it's
it
like
it puts holes in your brain. Ecstasy.
That's hydrocephalitis is that. But encephalitis, so that's what I feel like it has something to do with like
no, you're correct.
Around your brain.
So it's basically a brain swelling up.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what it is.
So That's the main thing with this virus or disease. You're right. The virus itself could cause brain infections and symptoms ranging from as mild as drowsiness, restlessness, diarrhea.
Restlessness, dude. Brian said he hadn't been able to sleep.
I wasn't able to sleep. I was scared.
I want to fucking text him, dude.
Reading the symptoms, dude.
Those
diarrhea,
a bunch.
That happens to me like every day.
Headaches.
That's that keto diet. symptoms of the keto diet.
That's why I was like, wait, is this keto or am I fucked up? I'm going to die. Irritability. Yeah.
Tongue
tied. but then it can get into like even more extreme symptoms like convulsions. Cyanosis?
That's when you turn blue.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Is that the only symptom? Like you just turn into a smurf or like...
You turn into a straight up smurf.
You can't breathe or
something? I think
it's
like there's not enough oxygen or something. Like whatever happens to make you kind of like have like a blue tint. Cyan, ooh. Like the color.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It's kind of cool though.
A blue person? So, are dead bodies bluish?
It depends on how a person died. Like, carbon monoxide is your best way to go. Like, if you're ever planning to kill yourself, I feel like the best way to do it would be with a car in a garage.
When you've been researching this shit.
Because it makes you look flush and, like, you...
You die pretty?
You die pretty, yeah. It, like, the fucking cheeks are red.
Okay, listen, she was
harmless.
Talking about building a garage not that long ago, too. I think we're going to keep that.
I want a shed. No, it's from
some movie.
As long
as you can't fit a car in it.
It's from some fucking movie where the lady is, like, a mortician. This is how I know this. And then I looked it up. Like, the lady's a mortician, and she's like, oh, yeah, your son's going to look like he was freshly out of a snowmobile, you know.
What?
Ride.
A snowmobile.
And I think it was like Chris Klein played the
Oh,
the
he's
body.
Like the worst.
Whatever.
You like him? Chris Klein.
He's so dumb.
Who
he's
is
like
that?
he's like Keanu Reeves without
Isn't
like
he the,
Keanu Reeves is
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Kevin Klein.
Chris Klein is from American Pie.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, he's cool idiot.
Kevin Klein isn't that like the guy that made the underwear and shit?
That's Calvin Klein.
Oh shit. What a difference.
Yeah.
So yeah. So the blue face
mm-hmm.
and it can even cause coma. comatose.
Yeah. Mm.
So the illness usually lasts 1 to 2 weeks, and the deaths tend to happen from day 2 to day 10 after the symptoms begin.
That's not a lot of time.
That's not a lot of time at all. And with there not being a definitive treatment or vaccine for triple E, and a 30% death rate, I didn't research that too much, but where I got the
information, I saw that too, 30, though.
30%.
Yeah.
30% death rate for those who catch it, it's quite terrifying. And those people who do survive triple E, the effects can be long-lasting and pretty fucked up.
So, and it's just from, like, one mosquito bite.
Yeah.
That's what one is bite so from annoying. Those fuckers. Because it's like they're already fucking annoying because they itch. Why the fuck do they have to carry all these crazy-ass diseases, too? And they're impossible to get rid of. Like, we have the fucking thermocell. We have, like, a zapper in our yard. We've got fucking bats. Like, all these birds and shit to eat them. But
it's I wonder if the bats can get infected.
Oh, I don't know. Because they could bite you, too. I know they carry rabies, so I bet they... And if the horses have it...
The horses have it.
But I bet bats can, too.
Imagine getting bit by a horse and contracting it.
I was just trying to feed him a carrot.
I think you guys probably have a question about this, but it says, despite over 65 years of research, there is no licensed human vaccine or effective antiviral treatment available for human EEE, and control depends on mosquito abatement measures and avoidance of exposure to mosquito bites. How can we fucking have all these other inventions, but is it because it sounds like it's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. It says in 65 years of research. So they've been trying to crack this nut for a while.
Well, think about it, dude. Like, the things that advance so rapidly is technology, but never medicine. And that's probably due to it being a booming business. People being sick is a business. And keeping them sick and not curing it, and just offering treatments is a business.
Yeah, but this one is more fatal. So it's like you'd make more money probably off the vaccine, getting them to take the vaccine up front on this one. This is not like cancer where you're going to go on a long treatment plan.
The chemo and all that. That doesn't fix it. It just...
Like, I understand what you're saying in that respect, like for cancer, right? They're going to prolong and let you get cancer and it comes back and then you're taking all these drugs, right?
It's recurring customer.
Very lucrative. But with this one, I feel like up front, you could get the vaccine and it's not like you're fucking dead 30% of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 30% of them.
Do they have like any kind of mosquito vaccines? Like what? Like malaria, I know they have a shot for. You know what I mean? And yellow fever and West Nile virus, I don't think that I've ever heard anything about. But like I know that if you go to Africa, you have to get your malaria shot. But the other ones like around here, you know, like if they can make... I don't know.
It's just scary that we have a fatal disease or virus that we can contract like that. And people are contracting it around here. And it's not like... correct me if I'm wrong. It's not like once you get it, you can get it again, right?
I don't know.
That's an interesting question.
I mean, like you mean you like get if it, you get it again? And you get cured?
Like let's say you catch it.
You can get bit by a mosquito that might carry EEE, but not necessarily develop it, I think.
Well, but my question is, you get EEE, right? Somehow, by a miracle, you catch it. They save you. You're still not out of the woods, right? You could technically get bit again by another mosquito.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd never go outside again.
This is a fucking bad problem.
Yeah, that's definitely
like
a bad problem.
Wear a cape and like something over my head.
This fucking
cape, yeah.
There's more. I feel like there's more mosquitoes than there are people.
Fuck mosquitoes. I hate them so much. And then they buzz. They're annoying. They're hard to find. They're tiny. Fuck them.
It just sucks. Like looking at your arm, and you got a mosquito bite, and you're like, dude, that could be the
fucking end. Is that fatal? Yeah, exactly.
Is this thing true, where if you like fucking flex, you can explode them? Have you guys tried that?
I've never tried it.
No, that sounds cool though.
You've heard it, right?
I've heard it.
Have you heard that?
I've never heard that.
They say that if you like, if one's biting you at the right time and you flex and it's like on a muscle, that you can explode them. And so, I've tried, like,
you shoot out blood.
See, I wouldn't let it sit there and suck on me.
That's the other part of it. It's like, I, you know.
You got to be a sickle to do that.
Yeah.
Like, Katie. Sick fuck.
So, yeah, like, if there was a treatment and, like, there'd still be the risk of getting it again, but at least there's a treatment, it would be more of an inconvenience to keep going, getting it treated. But this, there's no fucking treatment. So you're fucking, you're a goner. And, like, it seems like dying is the probably the best result, aside from not contracting it at all. Because, so if you manage to get it and survive, they may have disabling progressive mental and physical conditions, which can range from minimal brain dysfunction to severe intellectual impairment, personality disorders, seizures, paralysis, cranial nerve dysfunction, and more shit. So, or a mix of those things, like a fucking...
That would suck.
Oh my God. So you can become retarded after one of these things bite you.
Can you imagine that? Like, what if that happened to Aaron?
And you have to take care of him. You have to wipe his ass and, like...
I wouldn't expect you to.
That's what I told my girl. And she's like, let's stop talking about this. I'm like, yo, you gotta kill me.
Yeah, like,
don't tell my mom.
What do you mean? What am I supposed to do with you?
Just psycho Sam me.
What am I supposed to do? Get the fucking mall out
from the garage.
I was like, my mom's not gonna do it. She's gonna spend all her life savings. Well, she doesn't even have life savings. She's not gonna
spend all last week's savings for a...
she's gonna, like, keep me in this state where I'm probably, like, trapped in my own mind and shit. Can't do shit for myself. I just want to fucking die.
Yeah.
And, like, she's going to think that she's doing me a favor. And, like, I probably won't be able to express myself. Like, so I'm telling you now. Like, kill me.
I'll
come and kill you. Don't worry.
Make it look like an accident.
Just make a pact right now. We'll kill each other if we get it.
Hell yeah, dude. But, damn.
But in the garage,
would you kill?
In the garage with carbon monoxide.
Yeah, it sounds good. We get preserved nice. Yeah. Nice and retarded.
Hell yeah.
No, I would fucking hold out for that hope that there's some kind of technology that would bring Aaron back to me.
Oh, that's sweet, but...
I'd play fucking horrorcore music for him every day. And be like, can you hear this in there? Can you hear this? And he'd just do his thing.
That's just fucked. Fucking shitting my pants while you...
That means he likes it.
Oh, he does a poopies when he likes it.
This is fucked up. There's probably people that are going through this right now.
Yeah, but Dave Chappelle, dude.
Come on. Dave Chappelle, yeah. Dave Chappelle.
We feel for those people.
Yeah, we feel for
them. We extend our condolences.
This is if we were in that situation.
Yeah, we're just making light of it because this is what we do, you know?
It would be horrifying. You know how bad that would be if we were in this situation? We have to laugh about it now because...
we're in the fucking woods. We're surrounded by fucking mosquitoes.
Before I came in here, I was like just covering myself up, making sure.
They usually don't come out until around night.
We also have to take the dog out at night, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
I haven't noticed a lot of mosquitoes lately, I'll be honest.
No. We've been lucky, too, because we got new windows.
Because I think about it, but I don't see them.
Yeah, hopefully it stays that way. But yeah, this is a heavy, heavy one right here. So Lori Sylvia from Fairhaven, Mass, died while being treated for the infection at Tufts Medical Center on Sunday. She was the first fatality in the area.
Fatality.
It tends to happen in places where mosquitoes like to live or breed, usually in places with still fresh water. So folks, as a word of advice, carry insect repellent, coat your clothes with insecticide, and drain any still standing water like kiddie pools or flower pots sometimes. If they're like places where bugs like to frequent, and they love to lay eggs and stuff like that too. So
when do they all die?
Like the lifespan?
Well, no, I mean, like, when do they stop being around?
Never.
No, I mean, like, during the year.
They don't. Oh. They don't all die, because then there would be none of them. They just, like.
Go. Well, no, I'm saying, like, when are they not feeding on us, though? Like, okay, in the winter, right?
I feel like the winter. I don't know where they go in the winter.
I feel like I've done a lot of research on mosquitoes because I hate them so much.
Just answer me the question then.
But I don't know the answer. I don't remember the answer to this. But I do know that their lifespan is typically about like 45 to 60 days.
God damn. And you think like, why Rhode Island though?
But
the weather's here is so like bipolar.
That's why I'm thinking like it must be like something with the horses. Because there are like a ton of horses. But then that's why... The dude from Central Falls must have, or chick, whatever, must have gone somewhere else to get it, I feel like. Because it doesn't make sense to me, because mosquitoes aren't as abundant. I don't know.
But, like, I feel like the disease hits you so fast. It's at 2 to 10 days. So,
it must have
they were traveling.
Okay, here we go. Here's a little information about that. Mosquito hibernation. They are cold-blooded and prefer temperatures over 80 degrees. At temperatures less than 50 degrees, they shut down for the winter.
Yeah, that's what. Okay.
They shut down.
So once, so it's like once we hit 50 degrees on a day, they should be gone.
That's why they come out in spring.
So hot days.
Go so, away and
fall. Fuck home.
So hopefully this global warming shit, you know, is all just a ruse.
Well, they don't they say they weaponize mosquitoes and shit, the government?
Well, how about Lyme disease? There's a whole Lyme conspiracy disease, yeah. About that. It's right there in Lyme, Connecticut, dude. That's where it originated. And they say that that was like a weaponized thing, that they were trying to see if they could put a fucking disease into ticks and spread it through people. And then now Dayron's uncomfortable sometimes, you know, because of that.
That sucks, man.
That's like a crazy thing. Fatal. Like, okay, like, you know how sometimes it's like some animals or whatever, like, or bugs, it's like, okay, they have a purpose. It's going to fuck up the ecosystem if they don't exist.
Like bees.
Yeah. Right. But like, if we get rid of mosquitoes, like, are there that many other birds and things dependent on them? You know what I mean?
That yeah.
It would really well, dude, be an issue.
You guys remember we did this episode earlier and I covered... the genetic alteration of mosquitoes, right? Where they were, they had them in a lab and they were trying to genetically alter them to make them sexless so that they eventually like wiped out the whole mosquito population because in Africa, the malaria is like fucking crazy over there and there's people dying like every, I mean, here we got a person dies, you know, once in a while, it seems like from something mosquito related, but it's like obviously an epidemic over there. And yeah, so I'm all for that genetic now.
They serve no purpose other than spreading misery. They really don't. The only possible purpose would be like preserving DNA. If then like getting Jurassic Park shit.
Yeah.
That's the only purpose, but it doesn't serve us at the moment.
That's the only mosquito I've ever liked.
That's for, like, the aliens.
That's straight alien shit.
They come down here in centuries after. But, be sure to be careful out there, folks. People that are local to, not even local. They have accounts of this disease popping up all over the U.S. too. There was a little girl that contracted it. I forgot where. She didn't die, but she's still in bad condition.
Mm.
But wear long sleeves, long pants, socks. Make sure you're protected when you go out. It's fucked.
Thank God it like got more serious at the end of summer when you can do that comfortably, like wear more clothes comfortably.
Yeah, I still naturally wear, except for today, I don't know why. But I usually wear long sleeves because I fucking hate mosquitoes.
Yeah, it says here, it's really East Coast based. Unfortunately, where we're concentrated, it seems like there's the most cases from 2009 to 2018. It's pretty fucking rare. It's a lot of single digits. Like, it looks like Alabama has one, Arkansas has one, Connecticut has one, Florida has 13, Georgia has 6, Louisiana 2, Maine 2, Maryland 1, Massachusetts 10, Michigan 7, Missouri 1, Montana 1, New Hampshire 3, Jersey 1, New York 8, North Carolina 7, Rhode Island 1, Pennsylvania 1, Vermont 2, Virginia 1, Wisconsin 2. Again, this is up through 18, though. So there's more data. I think what you're talking about is not reflected here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, people on the East Coast in particular, Mass, watch out. That looks like that's where it's biggest.
Mass is the second highest right there.
Yeah, second highest.
From Florida.
And not too far away from Mass in New York with 8. So, and then... What is it? Connecticut's no slouch either, right? Didn't they have some? Connecticut had 1. Not really.
1 in Rhode Island, 1. So those are all deaths, right?
It's cases reported, not deaths.
Oh. Hmm. So what if people got sick and they didn't report it?
Or yeah, exactly.
Don't know what it is.
Yeah. This is fucked up shit, guys. Glad to leave you on the positive note.
You know how I do.
That's the buzz on Triple E.
Well, Triple E. We'll give you guys everyone a little preview. What we got on our next episode next week is going to be our Forbidden Five. What do you got on that, Katie?
Real life Friday the 13th events.
Oh, because it's being released on Friday the 13th.
It's going to be ill.
How random.
Yeah. Quick plug, too. On Friday the 13th, after you're done listening to Evil Exam podcast, you can go down to Revival Brewery and check out our friends from PVD Horror. They're going to be doing a free screening of Friday the 13th in 3D. So go down, get yourself some beers, maybe some wings, get your free 3D glasses. And they'll be raffling off a couple copies of my books, Try the New Candy and Die Tommy. Maybe I'll bring a copy of The New Scary Bastard down for you guys to check out. But if you can't make it there, you can always check it out on Amazon, Kindle
Prime.
Or paperback. Yeah, Kindle or Unlimited. Unlimited, right? It's fucking there, dude. Check it out. It's Scary awesome. Bastard, Try the New Candy, Die Tommy, The Slob. They're all there for your pleasure. But yeah, Evil Examined will be down there. So you should come down and hang out with us. You know, tell us how offensive our show is. And
tell us what you like.
Try and run us off the road, you know, whatever it might be.
Dave Chappelle.
Any final thoughts, guys? Or
just be safe out there, guys.
Wear long sleeves.
Don't fuck with the mosquitoes.
Wear your cape.
Don't fuck with the birds.
Use carbon monoxide poisoning.
Until next time.
Yeah, whatever your name is, say, I'm mad. This is how you act when you are out of control.
Well, for decades, all the crooks and crazy people believed in you.
I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again. Never, Jeffrey. Jeffrey!
In recent years, it turns out governments have been taking them seriously all along.
We reshape.